We just come before you this morning, and we just want to thank you again for everything that you have given us, and especially salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. And as we've assembled here this morning, to remind us that we need to be thankful for that, that we need to be thankful that you have remembered us and long to have fellowship with us. And so we know that we battle against an enemy whose name is Satan. And we this morning want to rebuke him, that he would not have any presence here this morning, but that your Holy Spirit truly would indwell, surround us, be within us, and that we truly could worship you in all truth and the grace of God. And we pray this all and claim to the power of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And so we'll begin with a few songs.
How great thou art, number 34 in the blue hymnal. And I invite you to stand.
How great thou art, and
shall be showers of blessing, number 279.
There shall be showers of promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessings, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain.
Of Jesus, 505.
Pathway, Lord.
Thank you for leading that singing, and for all those that joined in and sang. And singing is also a form of praise, a form of worship. And when we think about today's message, will be a thanksgiving for the communion or the Lord's Supper that we commemorated. And a thought went through my mind as I woke up this morning is communicating with God. Even though God seems far away, and I thought about that thought, how far away is God? Like the physical being of God. Well, in Revelations we're reminded that when the new city Jerusalem will come down, it will be 1,500 miles cubed, so that means it's 1,500 miles up. Paul makes mention of when he was caught in a vision or a dream that he was caught up into the second and third heaven. And so when I thought of that thought this morning, I thought of, isn't it great that he sent us his Holy Spirit? That his Spirit can come into us and we can communicate with God. And so God comes and meets us where we are. And I thought about, you know, the Old Testament. I just thought of Daniel who needed to receive a special message for the interpretation of his dreams, and he sends one of his angels to deliver the message. And then when we think of observing the Lord's Supper for what Jesus did so long ago, we think about that event being over 2,000 years removed from us, the actual event. And yet, he told us to commemorate the Lord's Supper that we would never forget. And we know that, you know, for me, it's I've told you my story before, but, oh, I didn't even do the math. It's probably 30-some years ago when I received Jesus, and the ones that received Jesus exactly today can have the same experience. He is just as real when he brings to us salvation as it was at the actual event. When he broke his body with the crowns of thorns that was put on, with the spear that went in the side, with the blood that rolled down, it has the same power today. same saving power. And we want to remind us, I want to remind you today that without that, where would we be? The question is, where would we be? Think about that. Now we're just looking at some pictures and things that were going on in Afghanistan. People wanting to leave, but they're bound. People wanting to escape, but they're bound. Isn't that what Satan does to us? When we want freedom so bad, and yet he tries to bind us. He tries to put the ropes and chains, and I'll call those, he binds us with sins that we feel it's almost impossible. Really, it is impossible if it wouldn't be for the Holy Spirit, for the grace of God. I want to open up a few verses out of Psalms 103. This is a psalm that David wrote, and it's called the Thanksgiving for God's Mercy. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Notice that he said, "All that is within me." Everything I have. Did you think about it? That you had air to breathe this morning when you woke up? That you were breathing? We take it for granted, right? When you got up, some of us have stiffer bones than others. Maybe you felt the aches and pains. But did you think of it that I was able to get out of bed? All that is within me, bless his holy name. And it's good. It's a good reminder today is that, you know, everything that we have comes from God by one way or another. Verse 2, he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." If we don't commemorate the Lord's Supper, if I won't remind you, and others will remind you to continually be thankful for what he has brought us, we forget. That's just how we are. We forget. Like I said, we're removed over 2,000 years from the actual event. And yet we want to bring that into our minds, into our memories that we do not forget, that our children will not forget. Verse 3 says, "Who forgetteth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Isn't it great that God forgets our iniquities? Because they're paid for. A little illustration would be if you paid off your mortgage and the banker has stamped paid in full on there. And 3 months later, he says, "Oh, I forgot to add this onto your mortgage. We need to settle this yet." Oh, there's another thing. 6 months later, he comes in and, it wasn't quite done yet. Well, no, it's paid in full. Our sins, our iniquities, when we accept what Jesus did, he says, paid in full. And he says here, "Who forgetteth all thine iniquities." Verse 4, he says, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? This is goes part of with the question that I asked, where would we be without God? In total darkness, in destruction. We know that because we have a fallen world, there is a place called hell And it will be for those that will not want to receive Jesus and what he has done. But we can be so thankful that that's not for those that believe on Jesus. We've removed the destruction part, and we now can have eternal life. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Now we get into the blessings of following a Savior. We get into receiving things that we do not deserve. You know, if we got what we deserve, that'd be us on the cross. Death. Destroyed. Who satisfies the mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. We know that sin makes our God angry. In fact, he cannot stand in the presence of sin. And that is why he gave us the most precious gift he could ever give, his Son. And that when he looks at us today, he looks at us through Jesus. He looks at us with grace and mercy. Verse 10 says, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. As I mentioned, that if he would have dealt with us according to our sins, that's us on the cross. That would be death. If he would reward us according to our iniquities, we wouldn't have any rewards, because we are fallen people. Then I love verse 11, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Planes fly at between 30 and 40,000 feet, and there's still room above that. Lots of room above that. So great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Isn't that amazing? Removed. Removed him from us. He's not going to bring him up 6 months from now and say, oh, we forgot to add this onto them. They're paid in full, they're removed, and we don't have to pay for them because they're already paid for. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. He knows that we are weak. He knows that we're not perfect. But he knows that our iniquities are paid for. God knows that. Because he had to give up his Son. For as for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, unto them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children. And there's a wonderful promise in those two verses. that God's love will not run out. It's there even for the next generation and the generation after that. It will endure. To such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, and excel in strength that do his commandments. Hearken unto the voice of the Lord, or the word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places, and his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. A wonderful psalm to think about when we want to have thanksgiving for what Jesus did for us. But what happens many a times is our thanksgiving gets clouded with negative thoughts. Negativity. We are filled with a world with negativity. And it's so easy to slide into that rut when we complain and grumble. In Romans chapter 1, it gives us an illustration of what happens when we forget to give thanks. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their own imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. So let's take thankfulness out of our life. It says that we will forget to glorify God for who God is. We will begin to not realize that everything that we have comes from him, including our heartbeat and the breath, the air that we breathe. And we begin to think that somehow by our works we have all this, that we have life, but we don't. We know that the children of Israel so many times witnessed and experienced God's work. Now think about a big sea opening up and a dry pathway through that they could go through to save them. And not long after, they begin to complain. That's what happens when we forget to thank God every day for our blessings. It darkens our heart. Our heart begins to get dimmer and dimmer. We begin to complain. And so thankfulness is therapy for our minds. And sometimes you and I, and I'm talking to the men now, unless you're a cook. How many do we forget to thank our wives for every meal that they make? When we get up from the table, do we just get up and walk away? Or do we say thanks for the meal? How about thanking God every day for all his blessings? You know, it's so easy to look at the negativity and all the things that can go wrong. And sometimes I think, even when we think in our mind, we think about all that could go wrong throughout the day. You know, I could have a flat tire. I could have even get hurt. And if we get ourselves into thinking like that, it can depress us. When we think of negative things even before something happens. And in my prayer every night before I go to bed, I thank God that He has protected us through this day from harm. There's not very many days that I miss thanking God for protecting us throughout this day. Then thanking Him that we do have, or not all of us, but there's some children here, but most of them have parents. Most of us have wives, spouses. Thanking them. So gratitude is a character that we can develop. We can develop this. It's not our nature to do it, but a gratitude is something that we can achieve in life. Just as the children of Israel often complained, today too, ingratitude or thanklessness is far too common. It seems like if we are respectful, or if our children obey their parents, some people look at us different. But it's an opportunity for us to say, and I've heard this before, man, your children are respectful. Well, it doesn't come by itself. It has to be taught. We have to teach it. And we have to teach ourselves to be thankful. Ingratitude, I believe, is a sin, as sure as lying and stealing and immorality is. We know that ungratefulness God condemned it. Jesus condemned it. When we think about the 10 lepers that were healed, and they all walked away, and only two came back to give Him thanks. Jesus only had one question. He says, where are the others? And my thought would be today, where are we? The question can be directly to us. Where do we find ourselves? We know that we've had a year or a couple years almost of trials. We may have years of persecution in front of us. And when I think about many of the apostles, and especially many of them, some of them were put into prison, and they were able to sing praises and thank God. It's possible to do even in the midst of trials and even persecution. When there was a plot made against Daniel, and when he learned about it, did he think about dying? Was his thoughts, oh God, I'm going to die now. The lions are going to eat me. It says that he got down on his knees, Daniel 6:10, and he gave thanks to his God just as he had done before. Just as he had done before. If there was a decree written against us and we knew we'd end up in a den of lions, what would be your thoughts? I think a lot of times we pray, Lord, get me out of this situation. Deliver me. In fact, we might even run away. or try to run away. But Daniel gave thanks, just as he had done before. And you know why Daniel could do that? Because he knew who God was. And he knew exactly what God could do. And our question today is, do we know God in such a deep way that no matter what happens, just give God thanks? The Apostle Paul urged us to give thanks in all circumstances. In whatever state we find ourselves, we can give thanks. I don't know what trials you may be facing, but God does. And I know that He loves you, and He will be with you through the way of His Holy Spirit. But what I want to encourage you this morning with is, let's try to cultivate a spirit of thankfulness. And especially in remembering that we have been saved from so great a destruction called hell. We have moved from such a state that we can now say with boldness and victory, we can say, I can enjoy eternal life through Jesus Christ by what He has done. We've already defeated death. This physical will die, but our spiritual will live forever. We know that if we have placed our trust in Jesus Christ. And very often, you know what? We forget to go to the throne of grace with boldness. We go there with uncertainty, with wavering. But go there with boldness and say, God, I've won. The battle is won for me. And I didn't even have to fight it. All I need to do is claim it and hang on to what Jesus Christ did. Just claim what is already there. And we'll be able to spend eternity with Him in the greatest place ever, heaven. I had a few more points, but my time is going on. He says, so let's thank God for His continued presence and power in our life, that He does not remove His Spirit from us, that His Spirit continues to be with us. You know, even when we fall, we grieve the Holy Spirit, but He doesn't leave us. Some of the things that we do, He's grieved about, but He's going to try and bring us back into perfect fellowship with Him. So let's not forget that. He doesn't leave us. He just wants to bring us closer. And so let's remember the power of the cross. The cross is, or what happened on the cross, I should say, is the center point of our salvation. And let's go to the throne of God with boldness. And so let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, when we think about all the blessings that You have given us, and especially for redemption through Jesus Christ, we know that maybe there's cares in this world and and negativity that cloud that in our minds, but we know that we can go to your throne with boldness and know that we are victorious over our enemy. But so often it's hard to grasp onto that the victory, because we are all human and each of us struggles with pride. We think that we can work this out. And yet you want us to surrender. Surrender our will into your will. And as we remember what happened on the cross so many years ago, the power of forgiveness is still just as powerful today. I just pray that you'd bless this congregation with a desire to just live a victorious life, a life full of joy, and most of all, peace. Peace in a world that does not have peace. Not the peace that you can give. When we can go to sleep each night with peace in our hearts. That if we don't wake up, that we will just be carried into your presence. And be with you for all eternity. So thank you again for all that we receive in and through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We pray this in his name. Amen. So I ask you this time to kneel with me in silent prayer. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jake has a few announcements.
Good morning. I have a few announcements here. Thank you for the message. It's something that I quite often ask myself. Without Jesus, where would I be? Because I know myself better than you do. A lot of my thoughts that run through my mind, nobody knows except myself and Jesus. And without Jesus, where would I be? I have a few announcements here. I will read them as they are given to me. Dear brothers in Christ, Brotherhood meeting is coming up October the 2nd, 2021, 10 a.m. in Winkler-Sommerfeld Mennonite Church. A reminder that if you have any resolutions to forward for the meeting, the deadline is September 6, 2021. The resolution committee. And also the ministerial lists are back in the back there now, the new ones. You can pick them up. And the ministerial rotation will start next Sunday according to the list. So if you want to have the list, you can pick it up. And then I have two other ones here. One is we are doing a barbecue for the homeless in Winnipeg on September 11th. If you're interested helping us, contact Billy Hebert at the 204-392-5870 for more information. And I believe there are sign-up sheets in the back there as well. If you are interested in helping, you can write your names down there and then you can help with it on September 11th. So for all of those of you that have signed up, may God bless you for it. It is a rewarding time to go there and see how joyous they are for a meal. I know the first time I went, and there were quite a few of those that came and they thanked and they said, this is the best meal we ever received. Because they had received a lot of hot dogs, but never received a chicken barbecue. So Let's continue to do that, and God will bless it. The other one is Fellowship Music Night will start again in September. It will be the last Friday of September. And to kick things off, we will having a movie night first, which will be take place on Friday, September 10th, starting at 7 p.m. The movie is In His Steps, and we will watch it in the Sunday school. Please bring a snack to share after the movie. Everyone is welcome and hope to see you there from Frieda Neufeld. So they want to start with this fellowship nights again. It will be the last Friday of every month, but on September the 10th, there will be a movie night that we'll watch all together and then have a snack afterwards. Thank you. May God bless you.
Thank you for those announcements. Again, I thank you for each one that has come out this morning. Hope you were blessed by the word of God. And let us close with a benediction we find in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. That he, or God, would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So may you have a blessed week. Thank you for coming again.